Your call has been.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Arthur McCoy?
Yes, this is him.
Hi, Arthur. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Home Care. I was reaching out to you to see if you were still interested in signing up with our agency.
Yes, I got your text message about the onboarding, but either I don't remember or nobody called me back about how much I would get after taxes. I just wanted to know what my pay would be for my client has 12 hours.
Your client has 12 hours? And what area is your client in?
Philadelphia.
Let me see.
We talking about what part of Philadelphia? Southwest Philadelphia.
No. If it's okay. In Philadelphia, that's fine. And you say he has 12 hours, I'm sorry?
Yes. And I just wanted to know, before I switched over, I just wanted to know what my check would be after taxes.
I don't think I'm able to give you that information. I can tell you what the hourly rate would be. I mean, approximately for a case in Philadelphia, for 12 hours, we can start you at 14 an hour. Are you making?
But how does the overtime work though? Does my hourly rate drop down? Because I was with a place that they was giving me like $13 an hour, but when it came to the overtime, they didn't drop my rate. Where I'm at now, they give me, I think, $13.50. Then when it comes to the overtime, they drop me down to like $11. And I'm getting like $200 less than what I was getting. Like before, I was getting like 12 something for the 12 hours. I was getting like $1,200 a week. And now I'm only getting like 1,000 or something a week for the 12 hours. So I just wanted to know what would be, if I got four dependents, and what would be my take home after the 12 hours.
So the case is 12 hours total, or you mean 12 hours of overtime?
12 hours a day. So that's 84 hours a week?
Okay.
Yes.
84 hours. All right, so for that, I would have to speak to a manager and see what's the best rate that we can offer you. Said you're making how much at your current agency?
Like 1,000 and something, but I used to make 12 something. So, my client has UPMC. They lost their UPMC contract, so I had to leave. But the place I'm at now only gives me 1,000 and something for those 12 hours. Like I'm losing $200-something a week, which is $800-something a month, that I'm just losing for in my eyes, no reason. Like they was giving me 12 something and I got the same exact amount of hours and I'm the same amount of dependents. But like I said, when it comes to overtime, they dropped the rate all the way down to 11. So my other place didn't do that. They gave me 13 and then with the overtime, they just gave me overtime. They didn't drop my rate down. So I'm just, that's what I'm trying to see before I do all this switching stuff is how much is it going to be after taxes, what my pay is going to be.
Got it. And what is the name of your client, if you don't mind me asking?
His name, Ernest Keeling.
Ernest, can you spell his last name for me?
K-E-E-L-I-N-G.
Okay.
He's with UPMC.
Okay. Do you know his date of birth?
Not right off. I can. You want me to call him and get it for you real quick while you hold on?
If it's too much, it's fine.
No. I can get it real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
It's 2/2/78, February 2nd, 78.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let me try to get that information for you, and I'll give you a call back. Does that sound good?
Yep, that sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course. My pleasure, Arthur. Have a good day, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.